thankfully, the accident this morning, that there was no fatalities or anything with it. Still a serious accident. Yes, there was fog weather warning given out for severe fog. I was actually out on it myself, and it was very... If it was a very dense fog this morning, but again, we're coming back to the N17. It's not fit for purpose. Vehicles going along it. I put a motion in at the last municipal meeting, and I'm waiting for a reply in relation to the actual lining on the road as well, because the road markings and lining in other in certain areas, especially from Curry to Tubbercurry, they're very faded and poorly seen. Yes, we take into account, and I do accept that it was dense fog this morning. But we're back again, and I keep going back to it, and it'll be a morning where I'll be saying that I told you so, because is it going to be that there is going to be a fatality on this before anything is going to happen about this upgrade works being done? Yes, we do see, in relation to Sligo County Council, road section, they're going out, there's engineers being sent out, they are working on it, they're looking at bypassing Tubbercurry and Charlestown, but no one actually knows where it is. Now, I'd be very confident that Deputy Scanlon, newly elected TD, will be pushing this along with myself and the other local councillors in relation, because it comes up time and time again, and we were out campaigning for the general election. Everyone from Ballaghy all the way down to Ballinacaro kept coming up the one thing, the N17 road, and we know it is not fit for purpose, and it's time now our three elected members, TDs, whatever roles they will play, but paramount importance that N17 is priority. And I've been shouting it since I've been elected in June, and I'm going to keep shouting it every day, every hour of every day, until this happens, because it's gone on now 23-24 years. I'm not blaming anyone. Yes, I understand design process and planning and everything, but it comes a stage where after 24-25 years they should know where what's happening and when it's going to be taking place. So that's what we're going to be pushing for the next number of months. And I see it's even coming up again at our next municipal meeting in relation. And I have community groups onto me, people living along it, people coming out onto the junctions every time. And enough is enough now. Now is the time to act. As I said, I've no doubt Deputy Scanlon will be pushing it along with the three other elected members. And we need to see this work progress and work started on the N17.